about the other night, you know, the second half, really held him in check. What things do you really think changed there?
Well, we did a good job in the run game. In the first half, I didn't think we did a very good job in the run game, and it put us in a lot of third and bad situations, meaning we had 10 third down attempts in the first half, and we had six of the 10 were less than third and three, and they converted on all the third and short. So in the second half, we came out and did a better job in the run game, and we got manageable situations where they were third and six, seven, eight, 11, you know, 15, where, you know, we got off the field. So I didn't think we did a very good job in the run game early.
Was it a matter of, like, guys, I mean, Bowen, Rye, those guys, Jack, I think Rob had a couple good stops in there. Was it a matter of those guys just winning one-on-one battles?
No, it was a combination. It was a number of different things. One, they came out and they were going to run the ball. And Bradshaw came out and we thought we could handle the run game, and we played a lot of two deep and seven-man box, and then we realized, you know, that we're not holding up very well, so we just changed some of the calls. But and that's why they were 8 for 10 in the third down situation. They got a direct snap on third and three, which was a bad call because I had a double A. We had a blitz look call. So we got caught in that. But for the most part, it was just we put ourselves in bad situations, and then the Giants did a good job of converting on the third and short. So, and we did a much better job in the second half.
London and a couple other guys said that they thought Rob really brought a lot coming off the edge as well.
So yeah, Rob was on fire. I thought he did a nice job rushing, and you know, we put him back in. We actually just put him in there and let him rush in the end, and he did a good job. He had a couple pressures, got a couple holding calls, got a sack. And, you know, I think if Rob can rush that way all the time, or will, then, you know, we're going to be much better for him.
That sack, does he have the option to go with Ahmad? Because it looks like he goes out there and kind of comes in.
No, he thought he was going to get chipped, so he stopped. He stopped his feet, but they actually messed up the blocking combination. But we were in a blitz, and he was coming off the edge. Yeah.
Did he show you something different in practice that week to make you feel like, you know, to try?
No, I thought he was playing rushing well in the game. That's why we decided to put him in the third and fourth quarter and just let him go. But yeah, and he was he got the player of the week on the defensive side for that. He did a good job.
With Cedric being out for the next four games, obviously Richard and DJ among others are going to have to step up. Can you just break both those guys down for us? What you like about them?
Well, I like DJ because he's long, you know, he's athletic. You know, he hasn't played a lot of football, and, you know, he's kind of bounced around a little bit, but I like his skills, you know, just from what I've seen. I haven't really seen him live, but we'll get an indication of what they can do. But he is long, and he's athletic, and he likes football. You know, Richard is a guy that's got great ball skills. He's extremely quick. Doesn't understand the game fully yet, but he's getting better on the outside than the inside. And we'll just try to utilize what we think they do best, kind of like we do with the safeties.
Does the fact that DJ does have the long arms a little bit bigger, if you're trying to replace Cedric, who provided that for you, does that make him a more natural replacement at all?
Not so much. He's more like Cedric than Richard from that standpoint.
What do you miss with Cedric going out?
With Cedric?
Yeah.
Oh, he's tough. He's tough, and he's physical, and he brings a presence to the back end.
How difficult is it for a rookie to play the slot like Richard was doing in the preseason?
Oh, it's hard. It's that's probably one of the hardest positions to play because you ask to do so many things. You know, like you're blitzing, you're covering, you got to handle the middle of the field, you got to know where everybody is, you got to know where your help is if you have help. It's just a lot of different things. That's why usually the better football players play in there. You know, the Charles Woodsons, they play in there. They can get a lot of action. If you've got a good football player, you can get a lot of production out of him, whether it be interceptions, sacks, you know, different things.
What's the secret to London Fletcher's longevity?
I don't know. He's, you know, from what I see of the guy, obviously he takes great care of his body, and he's probably prepares well or about as good as anybody I've ever been around. You know, he's like having a coach on the field, and I think it's two things. He takes care of himself, and he's extreme, unbelievably smart.
Him and, you know, some of the other linebacking greats like, you know, Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher.
You know, anytime I ever coach Ray, I coached him in the Pro Bowl one year, and I think there's probably some similarities. But I had Ray when he was young, like a rookie, second year. So, you know, I haven't been around a guy like London that has all these qualities. You know, he's probably one of the best football players I've been around.
Do
Jim, during the first 9 games, you guys allowed opponents into the red zone to score a touchdown, I think 57% of the time, but only 3 of the last 7 in this little winning streak you guys have. What's been the change in the red zone defense? Has there been one, or has there been anything to that?
We're just playing it better. You know, we're playing much better. I think guys have a better understanding of what's going on. And we'll have our hands full this week. This team's really good in the red zone, and they do a great job running the ball, so we'll have our work cut out for us this week.
The scoring's been down a lot since you guys have been winning the games. Is that just a product of not allowing big plays to set the opponents up in good position?
I think it's a number of different things. You know, we played good against Philly. You know, the Dallas game, we got a lead, so, you know, we haven't had a lead. You know, you don't play with a lead much around here lately, so it's kind of nice to do those things so you can give up a few points, but... You know, I think that's something hopefully we can, you know, continue to build on. But we, you know, we did a good job last week. We kept them out of the red zone. You know, I thought that we should have held them to 3 field goals. But, you know, again, we didn't do as well as we wanted in the first half. Much better in the second half.
When you're rotating your safeties like that, is that just what do you like about that? And do you feel like it
works? I don't like it, to be honest with you. But because Raheem's running them in and out, I can't figure out who's in and out half the time. But so I just let those guys handle. It's like the D line, you know. Jacob, you know, brings them in and out. I'll ask Jake who, you know, who we get out there sometimes based on calls. I want to know who's out there, and same thing with the back end. But we kind of talk about it. We talk about it during the week, you know, how guys are going to play and what situations they'll play in, and you know, Reed will play in certain situations, DJ played in certain situations, and then Jordan. So, you know, just trying to use their, you know, best qualities or best traits.
Barry collapsed the pocket on that sack that Rob got and seemed to get some pressures. What do you think of his game and just his season overall so far?
Well, I think he's doing all right. I mean, we, you know, Steven and Barry, those guys have done a good job of collapsing the pocket, especially last week. I thought they did a nice job. And, you know, we were trying to get where Eli, and when he got out of the pocket on a one scramble, we should have got the sack. Lorenzo ran by him. But for the most part, we kept him in the pocket. Kind of what things we wanted to do. We wanted to make him throw over bodies and, you know, make it hard for him to not just have a free lane to throw in.
For whatever reason, the Ravens get away sometimes from Ray Rice, and he doesn't get as many touches. But historically, the game afterwards, he's almost doubled his numbers and carries. Do you expect the full dose of Ray, and what makes him so tough?
Well, he's a great football player. Now, not just in the run, just in the pass game and his route running, his pass receiving, screens, and you know, in running the ball, you got to be ready for spin moves, stiff arms. He got it all. He's violent when he runs the ball, and I love watching him run. I don't really want to have to tackle the guy, but we got our work cut out for us, because that's the number one goal. You got to handle Ray, and he's a heck of a football player, and I mean in all areas, he's one of the best in the league.
So what's the key to stopping him?
We got to everybody's got to be on board, know where he's at all the time. You got to gang tackle him. And you can't. One guy's not getting him down. It's not going to happen. And you got to have 3 and 4 guys, you know, getting to him. And we got to do a great job in that area.
What are your impressions of Torrey Smith in his second year now?
Who's that?
Torrey Smith.
Oh, Torrey. Oh, you know, I think he's really. From, you know, we played him last year in the preseason. I thought he's really, you know, took off, and you know, he's one of their top receivers. I mean, he's obviously got great speed. He's a go-to guy. He's a big guy. He's going downfield. And you got to handle him, but I think he's made great, unbelievably strides from the last time we saw him till now.
And about Joe Flacco, what have you seen on film? He seems to struggle more on the road versus at home.
You guys come up with that stuff. I don't know. I think the guy's a great football player. I mean, he's long. He's athletic. He can throw. He can run. He's got a great release. He got a great deep ball. And, you know, I don't know about that home way stuff. I know the guy's a good football player, and we're going to have to deal with him in all aspects, because he's not just throwing. He's athletic enough to stay alive, and he makes that group go.
Thank you.